We're doing Rav Chalapan Vayera. Avram tells the lads, sit here with the donkey. So Rashi quotes the Gemara that he didn't just say, sit here with the donkey. He said, you guys are like the donkey. You're nations that are like the donkey. You don't even appreciate the holiness of what we see here on Mount Moriah. So it would seem, wonder is, how was Avram able to put them down at this juncture? What was the point of that? So the Medrash says that when Avram was going to do the Akedah, there were many stumbling blocks that the Satan put in his way. Suddenly there was a stream in his way. An old man came and said, are you sure you're not hallucinating? What are you doing here? A young man came and spoke to Yitzchak and said, the old man's lost it. Look at what he's going to do. All kinds of tests that he had along the way to try and stop him from doing it. And Hashem tells him, I want you to please take your single son that you love, Yitzchak, and take him up the mountain. So the Medrash says, Avram could have asked, you know, yesterday you promised me Yitzchak was my future. He was my seed. Now you're telling me to offer him? He didn't ask. Afterwards, when the angel tells him, don't send your hand to touch the kid, then he does ask. He says, yesterday you told me yes, now you tell me no. So then he asks about contradictions. But when the Akedah begins, he doesn't ask. So it says, Rav Chalap, undoubtedly part of what Sutton was doing to Avram in those 3 days was he was challenging him to ask that question. He was telling him, didn't God just tell you that Yitzchak is your future? Isn't there a little bit of a contradiction here? You know, you worked so hard to make Hashem famous. Now you know who's going to inherit you? It's going to be Ishmael. So Avram could, let's say, my own feelings are not important. But wait a second, what about God? In the name of God, in the honor of God, what's going to happen here? But Avram knew that even though when we look at the world, so we live in a world that's finite. There are rules, there are laws, and that's the way the world functions. And so in our world, there's this contradiction. Hashem said this, and now Hashem's saying that. And if Avram shechts Yitzchak, then how's Hashem's promise, Yitzchak is your future, going to come true? But Avram also knows that that's my finite, limited view of the world. Hashem's running the world. And even though there's a contradiction, I don't know how these two can work together, but I'm not running the world. So Hashem raises Avram above the stars and says, you're not limited to the way the world functions. So Avram says, what's my job? My job is to be above. On the one hand, I'm living in a finite world. On the other hand, I'm supposed to be above that. I'm not, and in some way, I'm not limited by that. Nature would have it that I wouldn't have kids. And yet Hashem says, you will have kids. Ah, naturally, I can't. It says Avram couldn't even ejaculate. Sarah, it says, didn't even have a womb. So I can't. Sarah can't. She's so old, she stopped having her period. It's not natural. It shouldn't happen. No, Hashem says, you're not limited by what you see in this world. So in that sense, Avram doesn't have a contradiction because Hashem has shown him that things are not going to function the way you understand in this world. But the lads, they don't understand. The lads are looking at the world and they say, man, there's a system here. This is the way it works. Dead people don't live. Old people don't conceive. There's a system. They look at the physical world, and that's why he says, you're amadomela chamor. You're like the physical of the world because you're not willing to look beyond what you see. What you see is a finite world with systems. I was shown it's not that way. And so that's why Avram says, what do you see on that mountain? They say, we see rocks, we see stones. You don't see there's something beyond that on that mountain? So that's why he's saying, you can't continue with me because you're connected to the physical perspective of the world. I'm going up to that mountain which I see more. I see the mountain where man was created from nothing. Adam Arishon was created from dust, from nothing. From that mountain, I'm looking at a mountain that represents a concept that's beyond what a human mind can wrap his mind around. God's going to connect to man. Man will connect to God. There's a mountaintop where Hashem says, build me an altar. I want to connect to you. I'm going to listen to you. Hashem told me I'm going to have kids when I couldn't have kids. I see more. You don't see that. You belong down with the donkey. Yitzchak and I can go up the mountain to the Akedah.